The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 32, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 2nd, 1973, in London, England.
Translation: O Partha, happy are the Kshatriyas to whom such fighting opportunities come unsought, opening for them the doors of the heavenly planets.
Now, it is the duty of the Kshatriya to see that everyone is executing his proper professional or occupational duty. We have discussed this point yesterday. Sadharmam opicharit. Sadharma. This is very important. At the present moment, there is no sadharma. Therefore, according to Vedic injunction, dharmena hina pasubhi samana. One who is not executing his own religious principle, he is no better than the animals. So we will see that everyone engaged in discharging his occupational duty. Sadharma means occupational duty. It is the duty of the king, government. In the beginning, it is the duty of the father, of the teacher, to train children to the principles of sadharma. A brahmana, it is the duty of the brahmana to see that his son is being properly trained up as a brahmana. Satya sama dama titikha ajava brahma karma sabhava. Everything is there. The brahmana should be taught how to become truthful. First of all, a brahmana will never speak lies at any cost. It is stated that even if his enemy inquires something confidential from him, he will say, yes, this is my position. This is truthfulness. He is not even, guide against his enemy. He should be truthful. Even Kshatriyas, they are also truthfulness. Truthfulness is so valuable. That makes one powerful Brahman, Satya. There is an instance how a Brahmana is recognized. Satyakam Java Upanishad. This Satyakam went to Gautam Muni. Sir, please make me your disciple. So according to Vedic principle, without becoming a Brahmana, he cannot be accepted as disciple. Without becoming. In our society also, we do not accept a disciple unless he is brahminically qualified. No meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication. These are brahminical, unless one is free from the sinful activities, how he can become a brahman? Brahma means suci, and the others they are called kripana or muci. Suci means always cleans, internally, bhajya abhantaram suci, inside and outside. Outside by taking bath, washing with soda, soap, or if soda soap is not available, with earth or oil, that is external cleanliness. Similarly, internal cleanliness, one must rise early in the morning, evacuate. And then after taking bath, must chant Hare Krishna mantra, see the Mangala Aruthri. In this way one has to purify himself internally and externally. God consciousness is not so cheap thing. Jisam antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam. One who is completely free from all contamination of material mode, antagatam papam, sinful activities. They can stick to the principle of devotional service. Otherwise, it is not free from the contamination of sinful life. He may make a show of devotion, but that is not actual devotion. Bhaktavas, that is called bhaktavas. So, these things should be observed. Brahmana. The Brahmana's duty is to present himself an ideal human being. Satya, sama, dama, titikya. Titikya means toleration. It is very cold. No, I cannot take bath. He must tolerate. Titikya, arjava, simplicity, jnana, full knowledge. Vijnanam, practical application. Jnanam, vijnanam, astikam. Astikam means completely convinced of God and His relationship with God. That is called astikam. Or full faith in the statement of the Vedas. What Vedas say, that's right. Yes. No argument. That is called astikam. No argument. So, similarly, Kshatriya. Kshatriya's duty is it is chatram dijattam cha parasparartham. The Brahmanas will examine whether the Kshatriyas are doing their duty. Like, just like Parashuram, when he saw that all the Kshatriyas have become rascals, he wanted to kill them all. You know that. 21 times he killed. Some of the Kshatriyas, they fled from India and they came to reside in European countries. Therefore, origin of the European, they are Kshatriyas. Turkey, Greece, and other countries also. Kshatriya. So, it is the duty of the Brahman to see that Kshatriyas are doing nicely their duty. Similarly, Kshatriya's duty is also to see whether Brahmanas are doing their duty. So, Kshatriyas were not needed to see the Brahmanas. They were so advanced Brahmanas that they are beyond examination of the Kshatriyas. But another duty of the Kshatriya is that people are being educated spiritually. That is Kshatriya's duty. Or the king of a kingdom is looking over the citizens that they are properly being trained now. If one king is not properly, just like in some states at the present moment, what is called? Secular. Secular means they are meant like that. That you do all nonsense, you don't care. You pay me tax, that's all. Income tax. And you go to hell. It doesn't matter. This is not secular state. Secular state means the state must be very vigilant whether everyone is doing his duty. Everyone is employed in his duty. And if everyone is not employed, it is the duty of the government to see. He must be employed. A Brahmana is employed. A Kshatriya is employed. A Vaishya is employed. Otherwise, if that unemployed idle brain, then idle brain will be devil's workshop. That is happening. Because everyone is not employed, They have discovered machine, and the machine is working 100 men's work. So actually 100 men are unemployed. So the machine has not improved the situation. It has improved the pocket of the capitalist, but it has not improved the condition of the mass of people. No. They are unemployed. Therefore, in the Western countries, because the machine and industry, therefore now they are producing from the university hippies, unemployed. Thousands and thousands of young boys and girls. Girls are not meant for working outside. Girls are meant for working inside. So, the whole thing has topsy-turvy. Why? Because there is no good king. This is the cause. So the whole battlefield of Kurukshetra was arranged by Krishna so that these irresponsible rogues and dressed as king should be all killed. That was the plan of Krishna. Just like Duryodhana, in the dress of a king, he was a rogue. He cheated the Pandavas by gambling. You bet your wife, you bet your kingdom. In this way, their devotees, simple, cheated them. So Krishna wanted to see that these cheaters and rogues must be killed. That was his plan. Therefore he said, Yadichaya chopavannam sarvadharma pavritam. Arjuna, you are hesitating to fight, but it is a great opportunity for you. Because as a kshatriya, if you kill these cheaters and rogues, that will be a great achievement for you. And even though you cannot kill them, if you die yourself, then the heavenly door is open for you. Because a kshatriya who dies in the battlefield for the right cause, he goes to the heaven. If he conquers over the enemy, he enjoys the kingdom. And if he dies, but the cause must be right. Sarvadharam. Yadichaya chopamannam sarvadharam apavritam sukhina khatriya pratha labante yuddham idrisham. Yuddham is the political fight nowadays, just like in our India. Pakistan and Hindustan, they are always planning fighting. That is political. When the Pakistani government cannot manage, nobody is managing nicely, like the Pakistan nor Hindustan, but they divert their attention, the religious slogan, Hindus are our enemies, or the Pakistanis are our enemies, the so-called national slogan, here also everywhere, the Jashatma Buddhi Kunapi Tidhatuke, here in Europe also, the two wars was arranged by the German people, they are envious of the English people. So these wars are not right wars, righteous wars. They are play of the diplomats, politicians. They engage. When they cannot manage things very nicely, they engage people into war. That's all. Divert the attention. But war is not meant for that. War is meant for that when people are not properly being trained up by the king of the state. The other king can attack him. The ideal state means the king must be very responsible. There are many instances, just like Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was a pious king. In Bengali, there is a proverb, Rajar dose rajya nashto, ginnit dose grihastha bhrasht. if the king is not pious, then the whole kingdom is spoiled. Similarly, if the housewife is not good, the whole family is spoiled. Everyone has got this experience. So the king must be very honest, pious, religious, therefore they are called Rajarshi. Although they are king, but they are just like saintly person, just like Maharaj Yudhishthira. They are saintly. Rajarshi. Even Rajarshayo Vidut. Sometimes we are accused that we go to preach amongst the richer section. The richer section, of course there is no king. But actually, this Bhagavad Gita was meant for the richer section, who used to control the kings. Because if the king is educated nicely in spiritual affairs, if he knows what is the purpose of kingdom, what is the purpose of ruling, then all the citizens automatically become religious, purposeful. And if the king is a rascal, the leader is a rascal, naturally all others will follow and they will become rascals. Therefore in the Bhagavad Gita, in the fourth chapter, you will find that Krishna was teaching, first taught, so, imam vivasati yugam praktavan aham abhayam. He taught this philosophy to the sun god. There are two Kshatriya families, Surya Vamsa and Chandra Vamsa. One family is coming from the sun god, another family is coming from the moon god. Krishna said, because sun was the principal man in the Kshatriya family of Surya Vamsa, so he was taught first. Imam vivasati yugam praktamana aham abhyam vivasana mano viprahu manu ikkhaka vimprabhi. So Maharaj Ikkhaku, the first king of the dynasty in which Lord Ramchandra took birth, very pious family, so Ikkhaku Maharaj, worship of Ramchandra began from Maharaj Ikkhaku. Maharaj Ikkhaku used to worship the deity of Ramchandra, Ram Sita. Therefore, in that family, Lord Ramchandra appeared. That deity is still existing in some part of South India. The deity was being worshipped in the family since Maharaj Ikkhaku, and during when Lord Ramchandra was personally present, this deity was kept in his bedroom. So, one Brahmana, he used to come and see Lord Ramchandra, then he would take his breakfast. That was his principle. Regulative principle. So, Lord Ramchandra was absent for a week or so from the kingdom, and the Brahmana did not take even a little water because he could not see Lord Ramchandra, such a devotee. Lakshman informed King Ramchandra that here is a devotee, Brahmana. You are absent from the kingdom for 1 week. So he did not take even a drop of water. So Lord Ramchandra was very much pleased. Then he ordered Lakshman that you give him that deity, which was being worshipped in our family, now it is stopped. So he delivered that deity, Ramchandra, to the Brahmana. That when Lord Ramchandra is absent from the kingdom, you can worship. This is authority. If you cannot see Krishna physically, although Krishna is present everywhere, but we have no eyes to see him. Therefore this deity worship. Deity is not hedonism or idol worship. No. Deity is as good as the original Supreme Personality of God. He is absolute. His form and he is not different. Avinna-tyat-nama-namina. Avinna. Identical. We are chanting Hare Krishna, not that like gramophone. No. We are associating with Krishna. Avinna-tyat-nama-namina. By chanting Krishna's name, Krishna is present on your tongue. Unless we realize in that way, then it is a period of nama-aparad or nama-bhas. Nama not nama-bhas, nama-aparad. Nama, this is nama-aparad, to consider that the name is different from the person. As we have got experience in the material world, that the name is different from the substance. If you want to drink water, simply if you chant water, 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 your thirst will not be satisfied. But in spiritual world, the absolute world, the name and the person is the same. Otherwise, why we stress so much on chanting Hare Krishna name? Not we, it is in the Shastra. Harirnama, 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 iva kevalam. Kalu nasteva, 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 gatirannatha. This is Shastri, but there are many rascals. They give the example that chanting, what is the benefit? I can chant soda water, like that. But they do not know, rascals, what is the Shastra's injunction. And actually, it is happening. But they are blind. How these European, American boys and girls, simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, they are becoming purified. How? Unless there is spiritual potency in chanting, how they are becoming so purified? In so-called Hindus, they are surprised that how these European, Americans, they have become so nice devotees. The chanting of Hare Krishna mantra has got the power, has got the potency. Cheta tatpana marjanam, bhava mahadavagni nirpapanam, seya kairava chandrikavitaranam, vidyavadhu jivanam. Everything is there, formula. If we follow the regulative principles, the injunction of the acharyas, of the shastra, then we get success. Otherwise, we may simply live unnecessarily, wasting time. Jashastra vidhimusthijya vartate kamakala. That is said in the Bhagavad Gita. One who does not follow the regulative principle mentioned in the shastras. Shastra vidhi. Vidhi means regulative principle. Jashastra vidhimusthijya vartate kamakala. One lives whimsically whatever he likes. And that is sanctioned by some rascal Swami, that, oh yes, you can do whatever you like. Jatamattatam. You can manufacture your way of religious principle. These things are going on. But actually, that will not help us. Shastra-vidhi. Shastra-vidhi, that must be observed. The Shastra-vidhi must siddha. But tati kamakar, no siddhiṃ savāvnati. If one violates the regulative principle mentioned in the Shastra, he never gets success, nor siddhiṃ savāvnati, nor sukhaṁ, neither happiness. Nor sukhaṁ na parāṅga, then what do you speak of going back to husband? He'll rot in this material world. So, Shastra-vidhi is required. So here is one Shastra-vidhi from Parāśar, Smriti. Parāśar was the father of Vyāsadeva. He has got his regulative principles. These are some realized souls. On Vedic principles, they wrote so many books. In this Parāśar Smriti, it is said, khatra hi prajāraksyān śāstra śastra pāni pradandan śastra pāni. The sastrapani means always with sword in the hand for the benefit of the praja. He should be so strong. You are a thief, you have stolen. Immediately cut his hand. But this one example will stop millions of thieves not to commit stealing. Simply by cutting. Even 100 years ago, this system was prevalent in Kashmir. If a thief is arrested, and if he is proved that he has stolen, immediately king will cut off his two hands. Finish. No court witness, and it will go for 10 years to find out whether he has stolen. This is God. Therefore, the injunction is Kshatriya hi prajarakshan sastrapani prajandanam. All else must be strict. Nirjitya parasmai jadi dharmena palaye. This is dharma. In the Manusmriti, it is said that if a man, a murderer, a one man has killed another man, why man, even animal, he is a murderer. Now murdering is no offense. They are killing daily so many babies within the womb, murderers. That has become a custom. They're killing hundreds and thousands of animals daily in the slaughterhouse. It has become a custom. So now even human being murder, he is not condemned to death, is it not? Yes. But this means everyone is sinful. Everyone is sinful. The government is sinful, the people are sinful. Then how you can become happy? It is a fool's paradise, sinful paradise. How you can be happy? Therefore, despite all sorts of education, scientific improvement, brainwash and so many things, people are unhappy. Diseased, unhappy, dissatisfaction, confusion, this is going on. Because everything is not properly done. The government is not strict. So, in the Manusmriti, as I am quoting from Parasara Smriti, there are Smriti Shastras. The Manusmriti, it is said that if a man commits murder, then he should be killed. Otherwise, he will suffer in the next life. So many suffering. So, the king's order to condemn a murderer to death is a mercy for him. Because he is saved from future so many troubles. The king should be so strict. Not that by compassion. He's murdered, that's all right. He has killed one man. Why he should be killed? No, he must be killed. This is the law. Here it is also Parasa Smriti, it is said, the Kshatriya should be always Shastrapani and must strictly, as soon as there is any discrepancy, he must take. Formally, the judgment was given by the king. Every day king would sit, just like we are sitting. So, if there is, formally there was no criminal, practically. If there was any criminal, it was very difficult to find out a criminal. Because these four things are forbidden. What is that? No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meeting. See, if one follows these four principles, naturally he is sinless, automatically. And if the whole population is sinless, then where is the possibility of judging or bringing the criminal? When Kali was awarded four places. He was first of all ordered by Parikshit Maharaj. As soon as he saw that this black man is going to kill one cow, where are you in my kingdom? You are trying to kill a cow? He took his sword. I said, kill you immediately. So he fell down. Sir, I am also your subject and this is my business. Killing. So, what can I do? I must have some means of livelihood, just like this butcher. His means of livelihood is to kill animals. So if the animal slaughterhouse is closed, then there will be so much unemployment. And the butcher must have a chance of killing. So that is not law. Oh, butcher must have also employment. No. Therefore, slaughterhouse must be maintained. Not that. The Parikrit Maharaj said that you cannot live in my kingdom. I cannot provide you with an employment. You must go out. So at that time, Parikrit Maharaj was the emperor of the whole world, whole planet. So he said, sir, where shall I go out? The whole planet is your kingdom. Where shall I go out of your kingdom? Where is that place? See, Parikrit Maharaj considered that. So all right, then you can remain in these four places. Sridharsana Panaduta Jatrupapasta Turvida. Where illicit sex life, brothel, prostitute's house, you can remain there. Sridharsana, slaughterhouse, or unnecessarily, where animals are killed, you can remain there. Sridharsana Panaduta. An intoxication, where liquor house, you can remain there. And where there is gambling, you can remain there. So he could not find out a place where to remain. That means in those days, these things were so much conspicuous by absence that it was difficult for the colleague to find out a place like that. But with the advancement of Kali, now Kali can find out his place anywhere, at any home, any place. These things are going on. This is the position. So, the system of human civilization as conceived by the Vedic process is completely different from the rascal civilization at the present moment. Therefore, people cannot be happy. It is not possible. If we, at the same time, it is impossible to go back to that type of civilization because people are so polluted, it is not possible. Therefore, the only means is, as enunciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Brihad Naradiya Purana, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalo nāsteva 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 gatiranyatha. You take this property. Chant Hare Krishna mantra, at least you will be purified, you will understand situation, and if you follow the rules and regulations, it is very simple. To avoid these four principles of sinful life, and chant Hare Krishna. Then you are sure, back to home, back to God, and be happy eternally. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.